Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Crystals and Clarity. I wanted to start this episode with a question for you. So my question to you is, do you live in the moment? Are you present in your day-to-day life? If you can look back on any day, or even think about right now, and just reflect on whether or not you were present in the moment, or were you thinking about the past or worrying about the future? Now, with that in mind, let's get into this week's episode, where I want to talk to you about mindfulness and how to ground and center yourself. So just starting off with, what does it mean to be mindful? Well, it means living in the moment, being present. It's about finding a stillness within. Mindfulness is a state of awareness. And this isn't something that you have to stop your daily activities to do. This is something that you just do as you're going about your day. So, for example, if you are walking to work one day and you would like to be mindful in that moment, maybe what you could do instead of listening to music or a podcast, you could take out the headphones and just look around at your environment, smell the fresh air, hear all of the noises around you, and just be present with that experience. You can be mindful at any moment, even if you are at work or doing something where you feel very busy. You can still be mindful in that moment because mindfulness isn't an activity that you do. It is more so a state of being. So now that we have a grasp on mindfulness, I wanted to share a little exercise with you on one of many ways that you can center and ground yourself. Now I have a book here called The Witch's Book of Self-Care, and this is where this particular exercise comes from. So I'm just going to share with you in this book how they recommend centering and grounding yourself, because I really like this and I use this concept in my meditations and my hypnotherapy sessions. So I'm a big fan of this particular way to center and ground yourself. So you're going to want to start by taking 3 slow, deep breaths. And after your third breath, you can either close your eyes or you can keep them open. And you're going to visualize a ball of light at the core of your being. Now, the core of your being could really be anywhere. It depends on what you feel to be the core. Some people see that as their heart center, so the middle of their chest, or some people see it more in their gut area. So just visualizing that ball of light in your core. And once you have that visualization, sit with it for a few moments. And then what you're going to do is imagine a tendril of light coming from that center, and imagine it going down into the earth. Now imagining this tendril of light going all the way down the earth, all the way to the very core of the earth. And once you have that image, we're going to do something with this energy. So it depends on how you're feeling in the moment. So if you feel very low energy, depleted, you need a little pick-me-up, you can imagine the energy from the earth's core coming up that tendril of light and replenishing your energy. Now, if you feel very jittery and anxious and a little overwhelmed and like you need to kind of calm yourself a little bit, you can imagine some of your energy flowing down that tendril and releasing into the earth's core. And that will help to calm your energy a little bit. Now, a helpful tip that this book gives you is, in order to have a stronger visualization, what you can do is imagine your energy as a different color than the earth's energy. And that will help you throughout this visualization process, whether you are replenishing your energy or giving some of your energy to the earth. And when you're done with this visualization, you can just simply take another breath and come back to the space. And that is a great way of centering and grounding yourself. Now, when would you do this center and ground activity? Well, there's no real right or wrong time to do it. You can really do this exercise whenever you feel called to do so. However, there is sometimes that it may be good to start with this exercise, and that could be working with your crystals, cleansing your crystals. You could do this before any meditation or hypnotherapy session. You can do this whenever you feel like your head's up in space a little bit and you need to come back down to earth. Maybe you're feeling a little overwhelmed. And it's important to do this before you do any kind of energetic work as well, or any kind of energetic healing or self-healing, because it will allow you to not drain your energy. So keeping that in mind, you can practice this exercise whenever you want. And the more you do it, the stronger your visualization will become. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next week. This podcast is brought to you by Jessica's Holistic Hypnosis.